maybe a word here about the volunteers, because I'm always been impressed that you have a great volunteer program here at St. John. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a comment on that, how important that has been to the facility.
Today, it happens to be a day I spend at least 2 hours. They had a meeting upstairs, our volunteers. First, they had a board meeting. I go to their board meetings monthly. So I go to their board meetings, and then they had luncheon afterwards. I joined them for lunch, and then they had their planning committee meeting for the new fiscal year. It's very important that I be there. If I'm not there, they feel like it's not the same. They want to make sure that I understand and know how hard they work and how dedicated they are. And so everybody needs to be not just wanted, but appreciated, and let them know how much they do for you. They actually had to get the commitment from them today, because we working on a Da Vinci robot, and which cost about $2 million. And they will fund it, so this will be their project the next.
Tell us, a Da Vinci robot, what will it perform?
Well, you know what a robot is.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a surgery robot. The Army developed it when they had the Desert Storm operation. When soldiers get wounded and needed medical care or surgery, they can actually do it right there, but be
in a remote.
The experts being maybe in Germany or whatever they were at that time, or even in the United States. We have what you call the surgery where nowadays they don't have to cut so much. They do laparoscopic surgery. But this is still different because the physician doesn't have to be in the same room, you know. It can be in a different building or, for that matter, in a different country and oversee that. I don't even know, it's a kind of a mystery how that works, because your hands are in there, but the patient isn't really there. And it is more precise, less invasive.
So the volunteers, that's a project for them, mm-hmm. and they raise money for that?
Uh-huh.
$2 million.
Yep. They've just finished a $2 million pledge.
Wow.
That was for mammography equipment.
It's a very, very successful gift shop in the hospital. They pledge $2 million for different projects, and most recently paid off $2 million toward digital mammography.
Hmm.
And then here are renewing their pledge toward a new robot.
And they're very proud of that, you know.
They sure are.
So they have been after me for the last 6 months. We need a project. He said, well, we're doing budgeting right now, so just give me a little time and see what we need the most. But it has to be something that they can identify with.
Mm-hmm. Down through the years, there have been many hundreds, thousands, I suppose, of volunteers.
And because their fundraising projects are mostly the gift shop, or sometimes they have Christmas gifts of books or jewelry or some clothing. But most of their contribution is work. They work all throughout the hospital. They just basically work 2-3 half days a week, or 3-4 days a week, some of them, and some one day. But they do a lot of little jobs that we don't have to have employees to do. So every one of our departments always wants an auxiliary.